Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you to my listening audience? Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Father's Day. And I'm in New England, and you are sharing time with your host, Pastor Diane. And I am so happy to be a part of listening audience today. This is probably going to be the shortest segment that we have done. Remind you that if you have not said Happy Father's Day to God, please don't close your eyes and shut your eyes before saying Happy Father's Day, God. He's our Father. Those of us that are Christians, He is our Father. And we definitely want Him to know that we care about Him. We thank Him for all the things that He's done for us. We don't want to forget Him. We have the fear of the Lord, which means we respect Him. And we want to remember to say Happy Father's Day. God, don't forget to say that before you lay your head down to rest tonight. If you forget and you hear this segment on tomorrow, please still say, Oh, Father, raise your hands. Oh, Father, thank you for allowing me to say Happy Father's Day in the name of Jesus. I love you and I thank you for all that you do for us on times in the past. Helped me, you've allowed me to be able to stand, breathe, see, talk, make sure that my family's well. You've been there every step of the way, and you're there for me to talk to 24 hours a day. I appreciate that. Let Him know that you want to plan a date with God, our Father. He is our Heavenly Father. If we are Christians, He's our Father to everyone on this earth. We acknowledge that He is our Father, our Heavenly Father, someone we can talk to. When we say, in the name of Jesus, cannot go to God the Father straight up and not say, in the name of Jesus. Remember that. If you pray and you do not say, in the name of Jesus, I guarantee your prayer will not be heard. Okay, so try to always remember to do that. Just wanted to come on the air today. This is to let everyone know, please, let God know you appreciate Him. I did something that I try to do every Father's Day. Is this something that I do? You don't have to do it, but it's something that I do. We got Him some balloons. It says, the greatest Father. I see that I'm the greatest Father in the world. I try to get something different every time. Just something that I do because I appreciate Him. He's such a good God. He's merciful. He loves us no matter how many mistakes we make. This is not only our earthly Father's Day, but it's also our Heavenly Father's Day. We should be saying hello every day, but certainly on the title of my book in the Library of Congress at the present time. But the title of my book is Plan a Date with God, our Father. Guess what? That's why I enjoy sharing with the listeners audience about remembering to say hello to God each and every morning. In the morning, hello God. Good morning God. When you go to bed at night, good night. Good night God. Let Him know that you acknowledge Him. Okay? It's just like if anybody forgot your birthday, or if they forgot to call you, maybe your kids forgot to call you on Mother's Day or Father's Day, I pray and hope that children are not forgetting to say hello to their father. To start with God, give God your first fruit, saying hello to God, your father. Okay? Then, you come on down the line. Dad, granddad, if your granddad is still with you, then you say happy Father's Day to sons, daughters, uncles, nephews, to those who I said daughters because if they're a single parent and they're acting as father and mother, just say a little something to them and explain to them why you're saying it. I know you're not a man, but however, I'm just sharing this with you because I know that you are. Just let them know if you're doing a good job, if you think you're doing a good job. Okay, like I said, I just wanted to let everyone know how special God our Father is, and He's a jealous God. He likes for us to spend time with Him, so please say hello and happy Father's Day to God. Okay? Maybe you haven't done that before, and you say, that sounds so weird, but He enjoys it. He enjoys it. You can even get him a card. A lot of times I get him a card, not just writing the card. It's just something that you do and just making him feel special. Though you would if you were dating someone. You would want, you could, it doesn't matter whether you're married or not. You would want someone to remember your special day. Especially, and then when Christmas comes, everybody wants something. If they got a loved one, they married. Husbands and wives, they want something. They want to be remembered. Well, God wants to be remembered, too. So even when you say, if you remember to say happy Father's Day to God, don't let that be the only time you say hello. Okay? He wants to hear from you as often as possible. He likes hearing from his sons and his daughters. He likes it. He enjoys it. That's pretty much all I wanted to say, and I will pray over all the men and women and of God, and I will also pray over those families and encourage you to do that, those families who have lost loved ones who by drive-by shootings or any other way. I just saw something on, was it on my phone? It probably was on my phone. And I saw something that let me know there were, in Minnesota, there was 11 shootings and one death. So 11 people were hurt and one death. So then, said so twice. You know. However, I am watching what I say and how I say it. So I am talking a little slower, so sometimes I talk real fast, and then I am saying all those things, words that I should not be saying, so I am slowed, I've slowed down, so that, I have said slowed down, and you will not hear me saying words that I should not be saying, eating words that should not be saying. Father, we thank you for allowing us to spend time with you on a daily basis. Thank you for touching our hearts so we will not forget you. We want to plan a date with you each and every day. And hopefully we are planning that date so it will be the same time every day as though you were going to work. We were going to work. If we were going to work and we had to be there at 9, we would be there at 9. We would try not to be late. So we want everyone to a relationship with God in that mannerism. Try to meet with him the same time each and every day. Don't have to try to figure out what time am I going to see him, what time am I going to speak to him. You can talk with God throughout the entire day, do whatever it is you're doing, whether you are at work, talking to your family. Try to talk to him in the morning before you. I think no one on this planet that cannot do that. You can get up a minute or two earlier and just try to set something out so you will have time for it. But there is something that you should be able to cut out, and you would be able to have and spend time with God, quality time. Get up before the children get up. You know what time they get up. Try to set your clock to get up at that time, or the time that your children out of bed, and give God that time. I would like to challenge each and every one of you to make a space in your living quarters that will let you and God have that time to yourself. It could be your bathroom, it could be your closet. So someone made a prayer place in the closet, and it looked so cute. I said, oh, that is so nice. So it could be your closet, it could be your living room, it could be your restroom. You could the restroom. And you say, well, I don't have all those rooms. You have one room. You could put a pillow down, a place where you can light a candle, right there in a corner. Or you can put a chair in the corner. That's your space, that time. And when you go sit in that chair, that's, you know that that's the time you're spending with you. Try it. Try to do it for at least 21 days. If you do it 21 days, guess what? It's going to be a part of your lifestyle. We should have a lifestyle, a daily lifestyle with God. We should be seeking Him each and every day, 7 days a week. When people start talking about the Bible, people go, oh, yeah, and they throw a little couple of scriptures out there. That's not how God wants to have a relationship with us. He would like for us to spend some quality time with Him, quality time. We can do it. Father, we thank You that if anyone's out there that's suffering with pain in their neck, pain in their head, in their arms, and their back, and their knees, I call that pain, I command you to leave that body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I call them healed. Name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. I said this will be a short one. It is. I am closing out with prayer. And those of you, if you're not a born-again Christian and you happen to be listening in 9 and 10, and then go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, that's the last scripture. Romans chapter 10, which is in the New Testament, both scriptures are in the New Testament. Romans chapter 10, verses 9, can become Christian. Send me email if that's Diane Hobson, or just put Pastor Diane H, because a lot of people mess my name up. And that. Love you. Thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family. Stay safe, and just know that God loves you too. Okay? All right. Good night.